Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, John Russell back with us. Became aware of his psychic abilities at around the age of 6 years old, starting giving psychic readings to friends and families at about 15, and by the age of 18, he was reading professionally. He eventually became internationally known and has more than 45 years of expertise as a professional psychic with a worldwide clientele. As a paranormal investigator, he has witnessed over 800 supernatural manifestations as well. He's got several books out, including A Knock in the Attic, Riding with Ghosts, Angels, and Spirits of the Dead, and his websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And Merry Christmas, John. Good to have you back with us.
Merry Christmas, George. It's great to be back. I always love being with my Coast family.
They love you. And how have you been?
I've been pretty good. I've been very busy, a little bit tired as everybody is with the season, but other than that, can't complain.
Does the Christmas season bring out any special ghosts or strange stories?
You know, it does. I think that any holiday that we focus on and kind of raise our vibrations to and increase the energies thinking about it, whether it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, even New Year's, I think that we focus our energies more and become more aware of the paranormal possibilities, the spiritual possibilities around holidays, just simply because we're more focused. And so that gives us a greater opportunity to have experiences.
So you think beyond the rest of the year, the holiday season, the Christmas season, is a better time to communicate with the other side?
I think it is, simply because we focus more, we're more aware. Because, and especially during the Christmas season, we try and focus on the spiritual qualities of kindness, receptivity, giving, compassion, love. And, you know, we're focused on that Christmas story, the Christmas miracle, and the miracles that accompany Christmas, and angels, and all of these things. And so we're expectant of that. We're hopeful about that. We're focused on that. And that creates a more receptive atmosphere where the other side can communicate more easily.
John, with the new folks who joined the team here and they haven't heard you before, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Ah, well, I became aware of my gift when I was about 6 years old, as you said. And around the age of 11, I started doing paranormal investigations. And the reason for that was I wanted to discover what was real and what wasn't, what worked and what didn't in the paranormal world, in the spiritual world. And as my gift developed, I began to do readings for friends and family. And then about the age of 18, I began to read professionally. And I've I've read now for 50 years. I've got a, as you said, I've got a worldwide clientele. Got a couple of books out, and one of the works that I hope is going to be out around February, March this coming year. A little slow working on that because I've been so busy with my clients and everything, but that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Did your family, your parents, encourage you?
My mother did. My mother was a believer, and her family had had a lot of paranormal experiences, and so it was just kind of status quo for me to come along and step into that. My father, on the other hand, was kind of a closet believer. He didn't want to acknowledge it, and he was a little bit
skeptical,
a little bit scared. A little skeptical, but a little bit scared of the paranormal. It was something that he couldn't control. It manifested whether he wanted it to or not. He couldn't explain it away, and I think it scared him a little bit.
John, did you ever have a bad paranormal experience yourself?
You know, I haven't. And all these years, and during the introduction, you mentioned 800. I've had by now well over 1,000, and that's conservative. That's just kind of hitting the high points. 1,000 physical paranormal manifestations that have actually occurred on the physical realm. A lot of times others have witnessed them with me. We've recorded them, we've videoed them, we've photographed them, we've got them on audio, and never had anything negative, never had anything bad. I'm aware that there are people that say that they have, and I think some of that may be a misinterpretation of the events. Or, you know, we're raised a certain way and to believe a certain way, and if anything happens outside of that paradigm that we've been taught, then our knee-jerk reaction is it's satanic, it's evil, it's demonic, it's dangerous, whatever. And I think people default to that without understanding what's really going on in the spiritual realm.
John Russell with us, the psychic. We're going to talk about some Christmas events that have occurred this hour. Next hour, we'll take your calls, your readings with John. And all he'll need from you is a question. I'll tell him who you are, and you ask a specific question about just about anything, John?
Just about anything.
All right, perfect. Let's talk with you about some of these events that have occurred in your life. What's the story about the closet door that made a closing and latching?
Yeah. That was when I was a young child, and this was at Christmas time. We had the tree up and the presents were under the tree, and, you know, what a wonderful time. And my mother would go next door and visit with a friend of hers and leave me there in the house. And I felt comfortable with that. She was right next door. I could run over and get her. I could call her. I knew how to use the phone to call the police if something happened or whatever. So I was, I was okay being by myself. And so she had gone next door to visit, and I was alone in the house. It was during the day. And I had a little spaceman toy. And I was flying him around, with my hand flying him around through the air, through the house. And so I started in the living room there and looked at the Christmas tree and all the presents. And I was, joyful anticipation of opening those presents and getting the gifts. And so I was flying the spaceman. I flew him back through the dining room and the kitchen and around the corner into my father's bedroom. And as I got close to it, I heard the closet door in his bedroom close and heard the latch click shut. You know, like when you push a door shut and the latch clicks, it goes into the... I immediately ran next door and got my mother, and I said, there's somebody in the house. And so I explained to her what happened. So our neighbor was just, totally freaked out, and it's like, oh my God, should we call the police? My mother said, no, I think I know what this is. She said, just wait, and we're going to go over and check it out. And if we're not back in 5 minutes, call the police or whatever. But I think I know what this is. So she said, I don't think there's anyone in the house. She said, I think that was just, a spirit communicating with you, manifesting itself. So we went into the house, checked everything out, and of course nobody was there. We looked in the closet, and she's like, look, it's okay, and explained to me that it was just a spirit communicating, manifesting, and I was like, okay. So we closed the closet door, made sure it was shut. She said, are you okay for me to go back and visit with the neighbor? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. So she went, it boogered me just a little bit. I can't say I was really frightened, but it was kind of a little bit unnerving. And so when she went back to visit the neighbor again, I said, okay, just to prove to myself I can do this and everything's cool, I'm going to retrace my steps, fly my spaceman back there, and go back into the back part of the house to that bedroom again and prove to myself it's okay. So I got back there in the same spot I was before, and I heard the closet door close and latch again. And I said, okay. I steeled myself, and I walked in there, and I grabbed the knob, and the door was completely shut. I grabbed the knob, and I opened up the door, and this overwhelming cold came out of that closet. It was like just having walked into a deep freeze or something. And it was like, wow, I was just overawed at this manifestation. And so I just kind of, in my own way at that young age, kind of greeted the spirits and said, well, okay, you know, thank you for the manifestation. And I closed the closet door, made sure it was closed, and heard the latch click. And as I was walking out of the room, I got out of the room, and I heard the door close and latch again. So that was one of the Christmas experiences I had at a very young age.
Are you one of those guys, John, that can't sleep with your arm over your bed, or do you have to pull it up?
No, I'm okay. I don't think there's any boogeyman that's going to get me or anything. I can sleep with my arm off the bed.
That's great.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Friday night during the program, I'm going to devote the last 2 hours to Christmas miracle stories. They're in open lines. You've got a few of those, don't you?
I do, yeah. One of the most amazing ones, and I write about this in my second book, A Knock in the Attic, and I'll give you the highlights of it here. I had moved back into the family home, and so had my sister. We were both divorced, and we moved back home to help care for my mother, and it kind of gave us a soft place to fall after what we had been through. So we moved back into the old family home, and it was all gas. It was a gas cook stove, a gas hot water heater. We had gas floor furnaces and gas space heaters, and during our entire lives, even as a young kid, my mother loved candles. And so especially at Christmas time, we'd light a lot of candles. And I've kind of inherited that, I guess. I loved candles and loved incense. And so there was always some kind of flame going in the house, either through cooking or the space heaters. We had candles going, all of this. And periodically we would smell a funny odor, and we really couldn't identify it, and we thought, well, maybe it was a plumbing leak under the house or this, that, and the other, whatever. So all these years, periodically we would smell that odor, and we had all of this gas heat going constantly. And so one day I had come home, and it was late in the afternoon, but the sun was still out. It was a sunny day. It was cold, and it was right after Christmas. And I was watching the news, and I'm sitting in my chair, and I had a very large bedroom there in the old house. And this was actually where the closet door clicked shut at that bedroom.
It was still in there.
Yeah, it was still in there, and it had become mine. So I was sitting there watching the news, and I had a gas wall heater going over in the bathroom. And I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and I didn't really pay much attention to it because the sun was shining through the bare branches and casting a pattern on my bed. And I thought, well, it's just the sun making a flickering through the branches, and didn't think much about it and kept watching my news story. And then I kept seeing this flickering, and I looked over, and I looked in the bathroom, looked at the wall heater, which was lit, and on the inlet pipe, the gas inlet pipe into the wall heater, this tongue of flame about 6-8 inches long was out flickering, wavering in the air. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, you know, the house is fixing to blow sky high. So I went there, and I looked at this, and I was like, this is insane. So I turned the gas heat off, turned the handle off, and the flame kept burning out of that pipe.
Should have gone off instantly.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. So I went and I called the gas company. This was before cell phones. This was back when you still had a landline.
Thought you had a leak or something, huh?
Yeah, so I went and called the gas company. I said, what do I do? And they said, do you know where the gas meter is? And I said, yeah. And they said, do you have a wrench? Go out and turn the gas off at the meter. So I got my wrench, ran outside, and of course, it's cold as a dickens. So I turned the gas off at the meter, came back inside, and the flame went out then in the heater because all the gas was off in the house. So they said, we're sending an emergency crew out right away. So the emergency crew came out, pulled into the alley, and the gas meter was out in the alley, by the alley.
Mm-hmm.
So they pulled up, and I told the guy what happened, and he was just kind of looking at me bug-eyed and like, wow. So he gets out, and he has this handheld gas meter, gas detector. And he turns it on, and the needle pegs, and it squeals and goes crazy. And he's like, what the heck? So he turns it off, turns it back on, it does it again. And he's like whacking it, like, what is wrong?
Yeah, like it's defective or something.
Like it's defective or something. And so we walk into the house, and he's like, oh, my God. He said, can't you smell that? I said, what? And he said, the gas odor is just overwhelming. He said, it's almost instantly giving me a headache, and I couldn't smell it. And so he said, get doors and windows open. So we were opening the doors, opening the windows, and trying to air everything out. And I showed him the heater in the bathroom, the hole that had developed in the inlet pipe where the flame was coming out. And he just shook his head, and about this time another truck pulled up. And so we walked outside, and the guy was telling him what had happened. And the technician goes, how badly was he injured? How badly was he burned? And he said, he wasn't. This is him right here. And the guy said, no. And so they begin to examine everything and look at everything and with a gas meter. And finally the guy understood. He said, my gas meter is not defective. He said, the gas meter is leaking. The line from the gas meter into the house is leaking.
Oh, my God. It could have blown up on you, John.
Yeah, every appliance. And the house is leaking, and it had been this way for years. And so the guy said, we have to pull the meter, put a new meter in. You're going to have the plumber come out and check these lines and so on and so forth. So we spent the night without heat, and it was just cold as everything. And
wow.
So one of the gas people from the gas company looked at me, and he said, this is a Christmas miracle. He said, it's a little after Christmas, but you have got your Christmas miracle. He said, this whole property shouldn't even be here.
Should have blown up.
He said, you should have blown sky high years ago. He said, I can't understand how this is still yeah, this is still standing and how y'all are still alive. He said, you've received a Christmas miracle. And we didn't know the extent of it till the plumbers came out the next day. And they have a procedure where they pump up air. They get air pressure pumped up and release it into the lines and see, kind of like a blood pressure meter, and see how fast this indicator falls to show the leak. And they said that when they pumped the air up, the pressure up, and then released it into the lines, the indicator immediately plummeted down to zero. And they said that the gas company guy had said, the meter leaked, the gas line into the house leaked, and between that and in the house, they found 17 major leaks. 17.
Jeez.
And they said the same thing. They said, you should have been blown sky high a long time ago. This neighborhood shouldn't even be here. There should be a crater here the size of an asteroid impact. And so that was a Christmas miracle for us. We understood that our guardian angels had literally kept us safe and protected us all those years through all those major gas leaks.
And they put that sulfur smell in gas because natural gas is odorless. So they
right.
put that smell in there so you know right. there's gas leaking. But you could right. never smell that, huh?
Just periodic. I guess we got accustomed to it over the years. And it was like when the gas technician was there, he was like, can't you smell that? And I was like, well, not really. You know, it was like, so I guess over the years we had just gotten accustomed to it.
That is amazing.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.